Number 52. Vri Hashpa Misuret Klanus. No amount of programmed sophistication can hide the immaturity of a needy heart. Parent and express your inner child, that your decisions may be made from fullness rather than the neediness of an abandoned part of the self. To lose touch with the inner child in its spontaneity and expressed innocence is to lose your purity. For the child lives in the moment. An impurity comes from anticipating the future or living in the past. Reclaim your child by lying on your stomach on a piece of grass, observing the infrastructure of the insect life in the roots of the grass, some in its lower stems, some in the upper stems of the grass, some that come and go because they have the gift of flight. There is an entire life being lived in 1 square foot of lawn. Once more like a child, see life as a wondrous adventure, spontaneously following when it beckons. Let the parts of you that nurture this child also be actively engaged in making sure that the gentle and delicate feelings of the inner child are at all times safeguarded by the warrior. The programmed sophistication, the learned behavior that says I'm in control of my life, often hides a complete unwholeness within. For one who lives having abandoned his or her inner child, will find that the child's neediness becomes a form of tyranny. Children that are not properly listened to, loved, respected, will be the ones that clamor for attention, even if it takes negative behavior to do so. One who has abandoned him or herself in the nurturer department will find that they gravitate towards anyone who will nurture them. They therefore are easily able to be manipulated, losing the objective perspective necessary for proper judgment. The one whose child has been abandoned will find that the child seeks a parent above all else, making important decisions about our life's partners from a perspective of wanting to be taken care of. If we can make our decision from the fullness of a whole inner family, then shall our decisions be made from that which is beyond personality. Having brought balance, we may now, from our timelessness, live and wield the tools of our existence, the sub-personalities of our being.